We recently released an extremely powerful professional-grade muscle-building supplement called Volcano at GNC. Due to overwhelming demand, GNC has struggled to keep Volcano in stock. If you tried to get Volcano, but were unable to because it was out of stock, we want to make it right by giving you a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting RIGHT to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive pre-workout boost in nitric oxide, dramatically amplifying your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery, resulting in a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Again, if you're a serious weightlifter who was unable to get Volcano at GNC, we're going to make it right by sending you a complimentary bottle. Text RIGHT to 369-369. That's RIGHT to 369-369.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Do you remember the last time you had a good night's sleep? Serta wants you to feel the comfort of a good night's sleep every night. Serta Perfect Sleeper is the only official mattress of the National Sleep Foundation. Together, we designed Serta Perfect Sleeper to help solve 5 common sleep problems. No wonder Serta is the number one selling mattress company in America. With Serta Perfect Sleeper, you'll be so comfortable, you'll never count sheep again.
One time it went chicka 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 chicka.
At Ernie Petty Collision.
But most of the time it goes chicka 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 chicka.
People say the strangest things.
Except when it goes click 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 click.
When they're trying to describe the noises their cars make.
Then there was the zzzz.
But when you've serviced as many cars as Ernie Petty Collision has, you get pretty good at translating into English. Of course, it helps having the latest diagnostic equipment because some imports have a strong accent.
Oh.
See what I mean?
It's a French car.
No matter what your vehicle sounds like, the ASC certified technicians at Ernie Petty Collision will diagnose the problem, tell you what it'll take to fix it, and let you make the decision. Now that's customer service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for mechanical repairs, collision repairs, and tires. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Online at erniepettycollision.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
On your head.
Is that a new one? You're digging up some good new stuff lately.
Way to go. That's a good one.
Hey, I had a new commercial today on the air, too. It was really different. Hi, this is Mike Kelly. Oh, wait. That's been running for like 8 years. Okay, I'm thinking of something else. Well, Now, see, now in the main office,
you made somebody mad.
They're mad now. That's okay. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the January 16th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. They have a brand new patient that was in there today. Starts on the program tomorrow. I will tell you who that mystery patient is, and more about MD Health and Wellness, but first... At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not currently satisfied with your financial advice, then it may be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number or more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce one of the fine bass players in music, Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Listen how happy he is. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And even though she sounds crotchety, she's happy up there. She has to be. It's heaven, for goodness sakes. And I'm about to talk about MD Health and Wellness, and... Rat Boy says you should pay attention because he's one of those people who tried everything. The Atkins diet, the grapefruit diet. What's that last one you're on?
Cheese.
Cheese diet.
Yeah. That blocks you up.
It does. He says MD Health and Wellness is the way to go. And would you please give it up for Bruce Linter? Mr. Cleveland was actually correct. Remember, he said Bill was looking forward to the inauguration because
the Rockettes.
He wanted to see the Rockettes. And I said, it's not in New York. The Rockettes are going to go to Washington. He was right. They're going to be, for the inauguration. So, Bill, I set myself straight.
He is a fact checker.
He is. He is. We are brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. My daughter went in today. And you know how women are. You get more than 3 pounds. It's a big deal to them.
Oh, yeah.
She says she needs to lose, I don't know, I think it's 20, 25 pounds or something like that. I think that's about the minimum for them. So she went in and she met with Dr. Gilbertson, Dr. Andrioff, and did all the stuff you're supposed to do. And they checked her out, and after they realize she's good to go and she passed a couple of tests, because there are a couple of things involved, they have to make sure that your body can handle them. Sometimes people are, they have weird reactions to certain things, and they said, no, you're good to go. So she paid them and took her stuff and walked out and starts tomorrow morning, and I am really looking forward. I think she's going to be thrilled to death, because like most of us, she's done other things and doesn't stick because of you and me. That's why it doesn't stick, a lot of it, and this won't either. You can do this, and if when you're on your own, you go back to doing exactly the stuff you did before, you're going to get big again. But it's the greatest jump start and the easiest that I've ever had of any product or service. So MD Health and Wellness, they're in Bridgeton. And you will call them, you make an appointment, of course you'll tell them your AM and the PM, you have to do that. And then you'll let me know, I hope, how it goes. Like this email that I got over the weekend says, Dear Frank, I've been listening to the show for many years. When you were talking about losing weight with the help of MD Health and Wellness, you've got my attention. After much thought, I finally took the plunge and made my first appointment. They are so nice. The doctors are very thorough. It's been 1 week. I'm down 4 pounds. I want to thank you. And I'm a big fan. I hope to email you soon with more results. Sharon, I hope you do. And I wrote Sharon back. And I said, please, keep me posted. Let me know after about a month how ecstatic you are. And again, their website is as easy as going to frankopinion.com and clicking on sponsors. And click, link you right to their site. It's mdhealthwellness.com. The name is MD Health and Wellness, but the site is mdhealthwellness.com. There's no and in there, but you don't have to worry about that. You just go to my site. We'll take care of it. It is, I get a call. It was actually a text this morning from Mike Evans, and he said, are you guys working today?
I know. Bill Cleveland asked me the same thing.
And I was almost ashamed to have to say yes. We, with great disrespect to the late Dr. Martin Luther King. Oh, yeah, we're working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who cares about him? We'll just work like it's any other day. It's embarrassing.
I think banks are off and closed, and the mail and schools.
Mm-hmm. Because you know why? They respected him.
Mm-hmm.
They respect what he did. Apparently we don't.
No, we're in radio.
Yeah, radio doesn't care.
They don't respect anyone.
Martin Luther, who? Get to work.
Yeah, radio doesn't respect anyone at all.
No.
We have to work on President's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
How about the disrespect to Christopher Columbus, working on Columbus Day? That's the ultimate. That's just, why don't we just kick him in the nuts?
Yeah, we've tried to get off.
Come here, Chris!
Yeah. We've tried to take off on Columbus Day, and they say no.
No, they say you take off, don't come back.
Yeah,
remember
right.
That? Remember that day?
Yeah.
In that meeting, how they embarrassed us?
Yep.
I will say seriously that we, more than any time in my life that I can remember, could use a Martin Luther King today.
Exactly.
We need a Martin Luther King Jr. Jesse Jackson, you're not it.
No.
Al Sharpton, you're not it for sure. We don't have... But folks, go just listen to one of his speeches. This guy was articulate. He never lost it. He never stomped on a police car. He never looted a store. He never encouraged anybody else to. And the people who were with him didn't do it. And I just can't believe the difference in the way today the people are trying to have their voices heard, the way they're doing it today, the way he did it. And he got more accomplished than some of these people are ever going to get accomplished. He's going about it the wrong way. And we could really use a Martin Luther King. I didn't know that Martin Luther King III. I saw him on TV this morning.
Yeah.
He was a pretty class act, too. I didn't appreciate him when I was a kid. I remember watching him. I didn't mean anything to me.
Martin I didn't really understand it all when
either.
I was a kid.
No, I didn't either.
No.
I agree. We didn't get it. I get it now. And now I see, you know, why he was one of a kind. You know who Andre Rieu is?
No.
No.
He's a conductor. Long hair. He does classical music and some pop, and he draws gigantic crowds all over the world. I love this guy, not in a sexual way.
Whoa.
If you ever get a chance, and the best way to do it is PBS... To see an Andre Rieu concert, watch it. I don't care if you think you hate classical music or opera, because they'll do other things too, like something from the King and I, or they'll do some pop, some musical stuff. What a showman this guy is! I would go quite a distance to if I had good seats to see him. Andre Rieu. He's been at it for a while. You can R-E-I-U, I think is the way it's, I think that's how you spell it.
I don't get the conductors. I don't understand how.
I never have, because if when they're not standing there moving their arms up and down, I think musicians can still play.
Yeah.
So isn't it just sort of a traditional symbolic thing more than anything else?
I guess. I'm not sure. You would have to ask a musician that looks at a conductor.
If a conductor stopped moving his arms in the middle of a song, what, they couldn't play?
Yeah. Nah. Or they just stop. I don't know.
When you've been in a band, you didn't have a conductor.
No. No, my daughter does, though. My daughter in choir, they have a conductor, and the band down at SEMO has a conductor. And
I almost get it for a choir. Because they have to sing. Let's say they're singing line, and he came.
Yeah.
They need to all jump back in at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, okay. What are you laughing at? That was my chorale
voice.
That
was good, yeah.
That was my chorus voice, yeah. Ooh, let's see. There was a big building collapse in Czechoslovakia. The new sports complex collapsed. And
wow.
This is, wow, that's one of the chances. The Carruthers brothers, as you know, have been reporters at this station longer than any news people have been here. They were here from day one. And they were vacationing in Czechoslovakia.
Man.
Yeah, I know. So, I get a call from David Carruthers, and I said, hey, man, aren't you and your Your brother is in Czechoslovakia? He said, oh, yeah. He said, there's a close one. They were just walking in to inspect this thing. It collapsed before they walked in.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were able, I said, can you file a report? He said, oh, yeah, we've already filed it with Kent Martin in the newsroom. So here filing his report on the building collapse in Czechoslovakia is St. Louis's own and KTRS's own, David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody stand up under that thing.
Whoa.
What a report.
That's informative. I mean,
it is informative. It, everything you need is concise.
Yeah.
You know everything you need to know. Was anybody hurt? No. Was anybody under it? No. You boom, boom, boom. Not a lot of just unnecessary verbiage. Daryl Carruthers filed this report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
He knows the Czechoslovakia neighborhood where that building is, and apparently there have been other collapses. And so maybe, what he's saying is people in this area, you know, there's nothing new.
And they don't have the building codes like we
do
here.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like Mexico. They don't.
No.
And then who was that? Was that Daryl?
Yeah, it was Daryl, yeah.
Okay, Darren Carruthers filed this report.
Wow. That's big, man.
And
that's a major blow, man, for real.
It was a major blow for that community in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
So in three reports, you learn all you need to know. Major blow to the community. They're used to that kind of thing because of shoddy construction. Nobody got hurt. Boom, boom, boom. Thank you, Carruthers Brothers. Nobody else has a team like that reporting.
No.
If you haven't seen the alligator crossing a little path at the golf course in Florida, that was, I think, yesterday or day before, my goodness, go to YouTube and type in, I had Peon do it, he hadn't seen it, type in recent giant alligator sighting. This thing looks like a rhinoceros. It looks like a dinosaur had sex with a rhino.
Oh my goodness.
This is the biggest alligator you have ever seen. Ever.
And it's standing up really high, too. Every alligator I've ever seen walk, they kind of like waddle. You know,
their bellies are on the ground.
Their elbows are almost on the... But this thing's standing up on its legs, like each
it's
leg is
probably
a foot.
It's the size of an SUV. It's unbelievable.
Are you able to put that on our Facebook page at all?
Sure, yeah, I could find that.
Your voice just changed.
I did?
Sure. Oh, sure, yeah.
Sure, I can find that. That's my helpful voice.
And these people, you see those people, Peon, they just kind of... I wouldn't stand anywhere near that thing.
Oh, no.
And they can run. Alligators can move fast. He could eat in that whole family or whoever was standing there. So, yeah, check that out. That's worth looking at. As Dan Strauss broke the news story earlier, Ringling Brothers, greatest show on earth, after 146 years, calling it quits. Wow.
That's wild.
And the other thing is, that's an American thing. That's not something that tours out of Europe. That's ours. That's a P.T. Barnum deal, right? Wasn't he?
Barnum and
Bailey.
Yeah,
that's,
Barnum
that's right.
and Bailey, yeah.
Declining ticket sales and high cost of operation. I don't recall ever seeing a real good documentary where they get the real inside story of the people who live the circus life. I guess there's one out there.
We have a friend of ours who, she worked with the elephants for a while, and she traveled on the train town to town for...
Did she like it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's really into elephants and helping elephants, so...
Really?
Yeah. She really...
Well, then
it.
If she likes it, then if they tortured them,
gypsy,
she wouldn't be part of it.
It's that gypsy lifestyle where, I mean, it's almost like the carnival... life, those carnies that travel from
easy,
town to town.
Easy, you know what? The guy gets on before us. He doesn't like that term. He doesn't like
carnival
it.
Workers.
Here, let me strap you in. Okay.
I got just enough time for this. And why does this surprise me? It shouldn't, because this is where we're headed. There's an app called IQ, E-Y-E-Q-U-E. It turns your smartphone into a device that can give you an eye exam.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, they don't have a lot of details here. They were able to produce the product with a Kickstarter campaign. It's not on the market yet. They're trying to get enough to get it to market. So far, they got $120,000. Their goal was $25,000. They got $120,000. I'm telling you, you're going to be able to hold your phone up to your chest and see if you're going to have a heart attack or your head, your brain. It'll do brain scans. I'm not kidding. A phone's going to do...
I am finding nothing.
Yeah, being a phone is going to be the least impressive thing about a phone, is that it acts as a phone. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Pion, before the show, how did we get onto this joke? You didn't really request it, but I don't remember how we stumbled on it.
I just stumbled upon it today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you mentioned it to me, and I go, shoot, I know that joke. We haven't told it for a while. So here it is. It's a couple of deaf people, and they get married. And so they're just sort of setting some ground rules of the marriage, and they realize that at night in bed it's dark. Sign language doesn't do anybody any good because you can't see their hands. It's dark. So they devise a plan to communicate with each other as to who wants to have sex and who doesn't want to have sex. And so she says to him during the day in sign language, you know, it's daytime, he can see her. She says, look, here's what we'll do. We get to bed, lights are out. If you want to have sex, just reach over and just squeeze my left breast. If you don't, squeeze my right breast. I don't know. He goes, it's a great idea. He said, so here's what you can do. Dark, just got into bed. If you're not in the mood, if you want to have sex, you're in the mood, then just reach over and just pull my wiener one time. And if you're not in the mood and you don't want to, pull it 57 times.
All right, here's Tim Weiland with the check on traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, they cleared the accident that was on northbound 270 north of Ladue. All lanes are now open, but traffic is backed up to just a little bit north of Manchester. Southbound drivers slowing from north of Olive down through Ladue as they took a look at that. Then you've got stop-and-go traffic from Manchester down through Geordie Ferry. Looks like we may have an incident on southbound Route 3 between 8th Street and Monsanto that's causing a backup there. Southbound 170 is slow from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Grasshopper. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. Turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a local or toll-free number or bring your own. See how it works at grasshopper.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Because you need to know. Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department. Because you need to know. The Big 550. KTRS. Depend on it.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your family's life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And if you do it right now, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-400-1019. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Hurry and call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while they're still giving them away for free. Call 1-800-400-1019. That's 1-800-400-1019. 1-800-400-1019.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of six metro area Medicine Chef pharmacies. And I want to invite you to any one of the more than 25 metro area Medicine Chef pharmacies to experience what pharmacy is supposed to be. At Medicine Chef, we value your time and your health. We don't just fill your prescriptions. We help you manage your health. So if you're tired of impersonal pharmacy service and long wait times, come experience the Medicine Chef pharmacy difference. Can't come to us? We'll deliver to you at your home or where you work.
Hi, I'm Marty Hinterlong, pharmacy owner at the Medicine Shop in St. Clair, Missouri. Stop by and see either myself or my helpful staff at the Medicine Shop in St. Clair Plaza. We are a preferred provider for Coventry and Express Preferred.
Come visit Mike Hitchler, owner and pharmacist of the Valley Park Medicine Shop, located in the Stonegate Shopping Center, serving Baldwin, Fenton, Kirkwood, Manchester, Twin Oaks, and Valley Park.
Come and visit Alex Fayman at Chesterfield Medicine Shop, located on 141 and Olive.
Wednesday, January 18th, for the first time at the Wildy Theater in Edwardsville, it's The Capitol Steps, the most recognized political comedy shows in the country.
As you know, it was a very tough election season.
Super nasty, loud and crass, repulsive and atrocious.
Always fresh and crispy, right out of the headlines. Come enjoy an evening of bipartisan humor at the Wildy.
Every time the Donald goes, tweet, tweet, tweet.
The Wildy Theater in Edwardsville is the best place to see a live show in the Midwest. It features great sight lines, excellent acoustics, comfortable padded seating, and extended leg room in an intimate 326-seat theater setting. For information and tickets to these and other great acts coming to the Wildy, go to wildytheater.com. That's wildytheater.com. Call 618-307-1750. Come find out why the Wildy Theater is the best place to see a live show in the Midwest. Go to wildytheater.com. WILDEY theater.com.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You've gotta be there.
Russ Patton, your Barley RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life,
Barley
trade. For the rest of your life,
Barley
discover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at BarleyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Richmond Heights to Melville, Lindale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End, Sunset Hills to Soulard, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch-It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitch-It provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitch-It will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitch-It will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitch-It is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
So you've decided to change some of the flooring in your home. Maybe tile, maybe wood flooring, perhaps the carpeting. Now you have to go all over town and look at all these different showrooms, right? Well, not so with Carpet Masters Flooring Company. They bring the showroom to you. In-home service means they can see how you live, how you use your flooring. Do you have animals? Where are your high traffic areas? They can help you figure out what will be best for you. It's Carpet Masters Flooring Company. Give them a call and make your appointment today at 636-532-1311 or online at stlcarpetmasters.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz.
And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle. You're a host of Money Talk, heard right here on the Big 550 every Sunday morning from 8 to 9. And this week, we have a special event. We're going to be on location at our Delta Investment Money Talk office, January 19th. That's this Thursday from noon until 3 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the world of investing, answering your investment questions, and just having more fun than all the other kids. January 19th, this Thursday. See you there.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go.
I think he's in Washington, D.C.
Not till tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I try to guess he leaves tonight. He's headed for the inauguration. His name is Mike Evans, and he'll be headed there from the Coachella Valley, Southern California. We'll get the scoopage on that from him. I have to remind you that he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and both offer gift cards. Gift cards are a great idea all year long from either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. And now, Mr. Press Pass, Mike Evans. I got a nice email. Hang on here. I didn't mean to. I put it in the wrong folder.
Let me, here it
comes. No, don't do that. There's nothing coming. Here's what he says. He's a listener. His name is Ed. And he says, where did you find Jose? He says, he's excellent. Now, Jose's our tech guy. And he goes, matter of fact, all your feature people are great. Mike, your feature people.
Yeah.
He says, Dr. Doug, Mike Evans, Jose, and now Scott Sherman. You know who he didn't mention? It's going to kill him? Bill Clinton.
Uh-oh.
Didn't mention him.
Boy.
Little Bill Clinton, homie.
So, Ed is glad he found you, Mike.
That's very nice.
Now, I thought you'd be there, but you leave, what, tonight?
Yeah.
All right, so...
So tomorrow's report will be on the cell phone from Washington, D.C. We know where the action is, homie. You know your
name. Where the action is.
Well, happy Martin Luther King Day, homie.
I said earlier, in my life, we've never needed a Martin Luther King more than we need one now.
That's probably very true.
Because he knew how to do it. How to say it, how to get your attention with class, and he just kept on and kept on and kept on in a way that after a while he wore people down with kindness and with sense. He made sense. He didn't, and I said he didn't jump on any cars, he didn't loot any stores, he didn't burn anything down, and neither did the people around him.
And you know what else he did?
We need that.
You know what else?
What?
He had a dream.
He did have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great speech. I mentioned that you had sent me a text this morning asking for working, and Mike, I was ashamed to say, yeah, we are. It's very disrespectful to be working today, but hey, that's the station. Radio doesn't care about MLK. You know that.
Most of my stations were off today.
No, you were off, and the station was off the air.
No, the stations took the day off because of the holiday.
See, as it should be.
There you go. Popquiz question. Name the name who most of Hollywood believe have the nicest house in Hollywood. Location, the pools, the homey feeling, the yard, the whole thing. Jay Leno, Tom Cruise, Clint Eastwood, Ryan Seacrest.
Now, I don't know the answer, but I talked to Jay Leno just this morning.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ask him about the house or was it about something else?
Well, he didn't say enough that I know the answer to your question, but I know he's comfortable in his home, whether or not that's the home that's the answer or not. I said, Jay, you've lived in the same house for quite a while. You must really like it. Here's what he said.
Yeah, as long as Mavis is, I can be anywhere Mavis is. Where Mavis is, it's home.
Oh, that's true love. That's where Mavis is. How about that name, Mavis? That's a name from about 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Pro programming, no traveling tomorrow, tonight for tomorrow to Washington, D.C. Actually, tonight, get there tomorrow. Tomorrow's report will be from Washington. I just wanted to mention that again. All my other stations get recorded reports because I'll be pretty beat from forever.
Wow.
He loves us more. Early inauguration nuggets. There are 37 Democrat members already. They're not going to attend the immigration because they don't like Trump.
The inauguration?
Yeah, the inauguration.
Yeah.
I think that is just a bunch of crybabies.
I'm trying to remember.
Republicans attended both Obama's inaugurations. They didn't like him.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Bill and Hillary Clinton are sitting four seats from Donald Trump. They're going. Even Jimmy Carter's going. But
I talked to Jimmy Carter about it.
Really?
Wow.
I said, Jimmy, are you going? Here's what he said. I'm Jimmy Carter. I'm going to make a reservation. Yeah.
That's a lot like... John Travolta.
Wow.
Odd but true. I got three of them. Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen don't agree on hardly anything, but they do agree on two things. That Donald Trump is one of the worst things that ever happened to America, and that O.J. Simpson is not guilty.
Oh, come on.
I don't make this stuff up. Those are the two things they do agree on.
Well, that says it all
it
right
does.
There.
More odd but true, Kim Kardashian. Public absence since the Paris robbery has made her even more demanding. She has 50 requests for personal appearances this year. I hear they range from $50,000 to $1 million for her personal appearances.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
And she doesn't act. She doesn't sing. She doesn't sing. I think for her appearance, what she does is she gets on stage, and then she lifts her dress up over her head.
Yeah.
And that's her show.
And nice. plays them her porn DVD.
Exactly. Imagine. It's hard to
I would take the money. I can't falter. I'd take it. If people are dumb enough to pay people like that, take the money.
One more odd but true ego party one. The Soho Club in Hollywood is one of the most exclusive clubs in Los Angeles. And when John Travolta...
Are you choking? You mean the Heimlich?
Turned to his dentist. Was a new member of the Soho Club. John Travolta quit and said that he did not want to belong to a club that would allow his dentist to be a member.
I don't blame him. Who wants to go somewhere where common people are?
Wow.
Can you believe that guy?
Yeah, I do.
Unbelievable.
Mm.
And finally.
I'm guessing he won't be there at the inauguration.
Whose house do they say is really the nicest house in Hollywood? I'll tell you this. It's on 3 acres of prime Beverly Hills land.
And
there
I can relate.
That are bigger than my house.
I can relate. I'm on 4 acres of prime Wildwood wooded property.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In Beverly Hills?
Wildwood.
Oh, Wildwood.
Oh. Jay Leno, Tom Cruise, Clint Eastwood, or Ryan Seacrest?
Wow. I'll go Clint Eastwood.
Seacrest.
I'm going to say Jay Leno.
Ryan Seacrest paid $49 million to buy Ellen DeGeneres' house.
Oh, my goodness.
$49 million for a guy that has absolutely zero talent.
Wow.
And is 5'2".
Well, he has more talent than Nick Cannon.
Is he 5'2"?
There's a guy with no talent. 5'2"? No, that can't be.
Yeah, he has big lifts in his shoes.
Wow.
He's a tiny little guy.
Wow.
I don't know. Nick Cannon is,
he's not talented at
all.
Hey,
he betted Mariah Carey. Thank you, okay. Mike Dillon. See ya.
He's in a hurry. He's got to get to Washington. That was Mike Evans on the way to Washington, D.C., courtesy of Annie Guns. You know, he was really looking forward, you could tell, to having dinner at Annie Guns.
Oh, yeah.
And then, iced out.
Yeah. They canceled his flight.
Canceled flights, yeah. They did. Better. I hope this makes sense, because just made it up. Better safe than sorry. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
I think it does.
Oh.
Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, as you know, are next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they sell thousands of gift cards every year. You know why? Because everybody likes to get a gift card from Annie Guns or the smokehouse, or better yet, both. Imagine that. You open the thing and go, here, two gift cards, from one from Andy Guns, one from the smokehouse. As I said, Chesterfield Valley, we leave you with, well, with another business headquartered in Chesterfield Valley. That Chesterfield Valley, they're becoming, they have changed it to like the AM and the PM Valley or something. That First Community Credit Union, their headquarters, the mothership of 43 locations, is in Chesterfield Valley. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. It's a place where I do all my banking. You can do, you small businesses, if you need a great business partner, you need to talk to the people at First Community Credit Union. You need to expand, hire some people, remodel your business, your building, whatever you need, 100 grand, 80 grand. This is, they are the perfect partner for small businesses, the perfect bank for people. And people like me, people like Paul Warner, who is the host of the yard sale, who wasn't on Saturday because he was convinced he'd never make it in because of the ice. And Josh Gilbert filled in, and I understand did a fantastic job Saturday. Mentioned, of course, because First Community Credit Union is the only sponsor of the yard sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Would you do this for us? Would you just think about it and consider banking at First Community Credit Union? You might want to start with just a car loan because they are famous for their very competitive car loan rates. And that's where it starts. And once you get a little taste of it, you're going to go, I want to do all my banking at this place. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Well, things are winding down pretty well on the highways. You have one little stop-and-go patch, it looks like, on eastbound 270 between 170 and New Florissant. Most of the traffic on northbound 270 has thinned out after that earlier accident at Ladue. Still see a couple slow pockets from 40 up through Page. And on southbound 270, you're a little bit heavy between 44 and 55 in pockets. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Do you need temporary accounting and finance expertise? Call Account Temps. They can provide accounting and finance professionals when and where you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Denny's $4 menu now offers twice as many options as before, like the Super Blackberry Pancakes, the Biscuits and Gravy Breakfast, and more. It's probably the greatest $4 value menu in the world.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Well, thank you for joining us. Look, as always, if you see a police officer, please thank him or her for what they do. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember. remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Our string of miserable weather continues in St. Louis, and bad weather means bad business.
Today, I'm taking the first step to balance this unbalanced budget.
Governor Eric Greitens cutting the state's budget, the millions of dollars withheld, and the area hit hardest.
Honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., how St. Louis is remembering the civil rights icon today.
But first on Fox, the soggy winter weather wreaking havoc on St. Louis businesses.
Yeah, business-wise, this weather may be truly good for nothing. And Fox 2's Andy Banker is here with that story all new at 6. So, Andy, what do you mean?
Well, you know, most people may feel like, hey, whew, dodged a bullet, right? Getting mostly rain instead of ice. And the ice we did get melted pretty quickly. But that ice and rain combination really may be the worst of both worlds.